Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Four Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Tuesday morning. We are all back together. This, of course, is a significant day for the show because all our vacations, our summer vacations, are complete. Football season is starting. You've got these baseball pennant races with two teams in the mix, which is great. And of course, this day is significant for Boomer Esiason because he starts his 18th year here at WFAN in the morning. So that is, it's hard to fathom. I was actually here with Joe and Evan when he started. And I never thought that 17 years later, I'd be sitting next to him as he throws his chair into the wall in disgust and sits down to start his 18th year with
happy birthday, Dick.
Me being the co-host. You want this chair? Is this your normal chair?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I think I got the right chair.
Holy Christ.
You hucked the one chair into the wall there.
It's amazing. I've been for 10 days. I have not been aggravated once.
Yeah.
I get here, and I'm immediately aggravated.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I know.
Because things are all over the place.
Well, I've been here in a very long time. Feels like we haven't been here for 3 months.
Again, people do use the studio, which I understand. This is fine.
Got to use the studio.
But you'd like to leave it the way that it was left. Anyway. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Great.
I'm happy. I'm refreshed. I'm ready to do this thing.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Yes. So starting year 18, 17 years in the books here.
Yeah.
I'm doing mornings at WFAN.
It's great. It's one of the best jobs I could have ever asked for and lucky enough to be able to get. And unfortunately, it happened at somebody else's expense, which was back in 2007, a weird, weird year. And here I am. Starting this 18th season, and it's been a remarkable run, to say the least, for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's been 99.9% of it has been off the charts. And the great thing is that I've worked with three guys, Jerry, Eddie, and Al, for all of those years, and Jerry for a big part of those years, and now you for almost half of those years.
That's right, yeah.
When you think about it, mm-hmm. So... Yeah, I'm very lucky. People always say, when do you think you're going to quit?
And
I said, or retire. I said, the day that I feel like when I come here becomes work. Because if you love what you do, then it is not work.
That's right.
It's basically it's supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to be humorous. It's supposed to be entertaining, informational. You name it, we've been able to deliver it, and I've enjoyed every single moment of it, except for maybe about 6 months.
Yes, which was topsy-turvy and crazy. You know what they say, Boomer?
That retire from what? Avoid that empty abyss of what am I going to do? Love your job. Keep your job.
I'm Boomer Esiason. That was definitely sportsman of voice.
Yeah.
They say if you find something you love to do,
yes,
you never work a day in your life. That's what they say.
Somebody said it. I don't know who they are.
Yeah. Somebody had that one.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Sure. Do you have a lozenge in your mouth?
I do.
Okay. Just making sure. I didn't know if you got some dental work done.
No, it's a Buckley's.
Oh, it's a Buckley's. Oh, okay. You're not sick, are you?
No.
All right.
So I'm looking at the monitor in our studio here.
And it's a computer. Yeah.
And it's got a computer screen on. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is that? How did that happen?
I'm not sure how it happened.
Are we cost cutting around here again or something? What's going on?
Jerry said it was like that last week when we came in this morning.
So I'm glad that someone decided to report that.
I mean, did he say anything to anybody?
He did not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that.
You got the remote? Does anybody have a remote?
I do.
You got it? Well, see what happens. There you go. Look at that. All you have to do is change the channel. That's all you had to do. And there we are. Now you got your CBS Sports Network on there.
Now I feel good.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, great.
Now everything, you got your chair back.
Right.
You got your monitor on. You got your Buckley's in your mouth.
Yes.
And now you're ready.
19.
For year 18.
Man, yeah. It's unbelievable, really, when you think about it. And, you know, when we left here.
3 months ago.
Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah. When we left here 10 days ago, I was saying to you, like, this moment in during the Mets season, as we get back into sports talk for one
sports
second.
Sports talk, yes.
I said that if they could come through this, and remember I was saying, could they go 6-4? Could they go 7-3 or 8-2? And they ended up going 7-3 on the road, which was amazing. You know, thankfully they were playing the White Sox
in there,
at the end, but that's okay.
It's fine. You got to beat them.
Because unlike the Yankees, at least they're beating the bad teams.
That is correct, yes.
And, you know, and they played well on the road, and they had some disastrous losses, and, you know, we had some Edwin Diaz meltdowns. But, you know, say what you want to say, Carlos Mendoza's got the team playing good. He's got them playing tough. They've taken some gut punches. They've come back from them. They've won some big games. And, you know, what you just said, they made themselves relative, and they're a half game out of the wild card. And, you know, they're one of the teams that is surging right now, but the last, I think, 10 games of the season are going to be the real telltale sign because it's Philly, Atlanta, and Milwaukee.
Yeah, and bottom line is they've won 5 in a row, and they're a half game behind the Braves for the final wild card. I mean, that is incredible to sit here on September 2nd and that be the case. This team, and this is not recency bias, but this team has surprised me more than just about any Mets team in history.
Wow.
2015.
Is that hyperbole?
No. In my lifetime. I was thinking about this. We'll see how the season ends up. But, you know, 2015, things were horrible. And then they end up, of course, having the Cespedes trade, and they go on this run. They make it to the World Series. That was the most surprising Mets team ever. This one is getting close to that. My expectations were so... Now, I don't think they're going to the World Series. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that they're 10 games over 500, you know, a half game out, I mean, it's insanity.
You know what it is? There aren't, I don't think, anyway, any great teams in Major League Baseball, maybe with the exception of a healthy Dodgers team that is rolling.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, we start today... The Yankees still have the best record in the American League. It's just that they haven't played well over the last 30 to 40 games. You know, they've been a very average, middling team, losing to bad teams, losing series to bad teams like St. Louis. And, you know, and I don't know what Juan Soto was doing the other day in right field. It looked like he, I don't know, was on ayahuasca or something out there.
He's allowed. You know?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, he's one of the reasons why you've won as many games as you have, especially early in the season. You know, by the way, everybody's talking about Jason Dominguez from the Yankees' perspective. And I was thinking, like, yeah, okay, they could still bring him up at any point in time. And the thing about Alex Verdugo, as bad as he has been, you know, people forget how important he was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, though.
I know, but he was an important part of their initial success.
And that's probably why they're hanging on, because the Yankees love to hang on to guys just a little bit too long. So that's probably why they're thinking, hey, if we can get that Verdugo that we got back in April and early May, then, man, we really got something. But
when,
I mean,
that was when everybody was saying that Judge was overpaid.
Right. But that's ancient history now.
Yeah, but the point being is that people tend to forget, you know, it is a 162-game season. Both of these teams have, what, 24 games left, I think?
Yeah.
But it's 24 games. It's a stretch run. I mean, it's exhausting. And even like last night, I don't know what went on with Cole last night. You know,
he's got the calf situation.
Is that what it is? Better a calf than an elbow or a shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, he only threw 100 pitches, I think.
A little strained calf spot for him.
Right. So give him a couple weeks. Maybe he goes a couple weeks. Who knows? And, but, you know, this team is built, and I know it has its flaws. I'm not saying it doesn't. But this team is really built about October. When you think about all the veterans they have on this team, getting veterans back off the IL like Rizzo, it's all about those guys and an October run.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about. I don't know if this team is actually built for October, because I don't know really what wins anymore. Like, I don't even, like, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need your best players to play the best, and you're going to need to hit consistently and have Clay Holmes be someone who is not a disaster. That's really what it's going to come down to. Like, the pitching will be okay. I don't think it's going to be a disaster for them. You're going to need the lineup to put up a ton of runs.
They'll have to win like 6-4, 6-5. Yeah, I mean, if Cole's on the mound, you know, maybe they'll get a, you know, a 3-1 game, that kind of thing. You know, the playoffs tighten up. Everybody tightens up. It's the same thing in every sport. But I'm not backing away at all from my proclamation that they will make it to the World Series.
You're not saying win the World Series. Saying may.
I said they'll make it to the World Series.
All right, so they
and
will.
And they're probably going to, and most likely, they're going to play the Dodgers. We know that.
I don't know that. The Arizona Diamondbacks ended up making it to the World Series last year. We've seen so many of these things. You know, baseball's a funny sport, Boomer. You never know what's going to happen. You know? All you have to do is get in.
So, this is my 18th year. I've heard that so many goddamn times, it's not even funny.
Well, that's why I bring it up, because that's all Stu Gotts did when he was filling in this summer, was say that. Every single point I brought up about the Yankees or Mets, he would go, you know, baseball's a funny sport. You really never know what's going to happen. I was like, okay,
that's right.
Got to stop doing this.
You know, for the Yankees, I would like them to win the division. I don't want to see them playing in a wild card round. Now, some people say play in the wild card round because that's what baseball players do. They play every day, and you don't want to interrupt that. I think the Yankees have to win the division, have to get a break, and nurse it up, and then come out of the gates flying.
Nurse it up?
Nurse it up.
That's something I've never heard. You gotta nurse it up, man.
Well, that's the great thing about this radio show. There's a lot of things that you've never heard
before. You never heard before. You never realized was a thing. And now nurse it up. You gotta throw that in there. Along with the winning is the deodorant of champions. And
there's plenty of dead carcasses on the road to disaster.
That's right.
There you go.
There are. So nurse it up to avoid that road filled with dead carcasses.
How about this? Nurse it up. I mean, we're sitting here talking. We open with baseball, which we should, because they're right in the mix. And we said, just please be relevant. And both teams are relevant. But we do have a football Friday coming.
That's right. It'll be the first football Friday. We'll have a football Thursday, too, with the first game of the season, the Ravens and the Chiefs. And then you've got the Friday game out in Brazil, which is just, I get the biggest kick out of these countries that are in turmoil, and then like the Olympics or the World Cup or the NFL rolls in there, and then everybody pretends everything's okay, and then they leave, and then they just collect a check. It's just like the greatest thing.
I think the one thing about, you know, the game in Brazil is that nobody's going to be able to post anything on X.
That's right. Yeah, right?
I think they shut them down.
They did, yeah.
And by the way, the weird thing, and I heard this from somewhere, I pay attention, I listen, I read. I don't know if I read it, I saw it. The interesting thing about the Green Bay Packers traveling to Brazil is that, you know, their airport up there in Appleton can't handle the plane that they need to fly to Brazil. So I
mean, they can't handle it.
It's not a long enough runway.
So well, I think
they
just
have
fly
out of Wisconsin.
Well, they have
I mean, Milwaukee. You know what I mean, Milwaukee.
That's a two-hour drive.
Okay, tough.
Oh, all right, just want to let you know that.
Why don't you just put them on a smaller plane to Milwaukee and then get on a bigger plane?
I guess you could do that, too, but then that's, you know, whatever.
I mean,
I don't know when these teams are leaving.
I'm talking about a first-world problem.
Do we have any idea when these teams are leaving? And I guess the NFL has told the players, be careful when you're out on the streets. I mean, you can say that about San Francisco, too, if you're an NFL player, too,
about here. God, I mean, yes. Come on. You say that about anything. I don't know when they're getting out there. I really don't know. It's just another one of these international games. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, it's on a Friday, and they're allowed to get away with it for whatever reason on a Friday night. With some of the rules you've seen with TV and the NFL, you very rarely get these Friday night games. So you have that.
Well,
so you got Thursday, Friday.
They figured out a Friday where they were not impacting the college football scene.
Mm-hmm.
They figured out there was a loophole.
Weaseled their way in there.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they're smart. They got smart guys over there.
You think?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah. I mean, and I these games I'm not so excited for. I am really, really excited, though, to see, obviously, the local teams.
Right.
And to see if the Giants can surprise. Now, and, of course, the big story, you know, Aaron Rodgers and staying healthy. But I got to be honest, as much as I love football, for whatever reason, like this Thursday game with the Ravens and the Chiefs, I'm not quite there yet.
All right, well, you'll get there because that's on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea where the game between Philadelphia and Green Bay is on Friday night? What network that's on?
HGTV? The Property Brothers? Free game show? I have no idea.
So you don't know?
I don't know.
Al, do you know?
I kind of have a feeling it's an Amazon game, but
okay.
Eddie, peacocking.
Peacock on Friday night is Peacock. On Thursday night, it's NBC and Peacock, because Peacock is obviously owned part of the NBC.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever company is not laying off people. I don't know. There's been a lot of layoffs in TV.
Yeah, yes.
But I was watching the Cock. I thought the Cock had pretty good coverage today.
I mean, he is unbelievable. Yeah, so Peacock on Friday night.
Yes. So is that one of those things where you have to sign up for Peacock?
Just like you did, for the playoff game.
So it's not just the Dolphins, on there for free.
I believe
free.
It was the Dolphins and the Chiefs.
That's right. It was. So it's not just on there for free.
I don't know. You know, usually when you go to one of these streaming services,
yeah,
they'll give you like 7 days free. You sign up and then you forget about it.
That's right. That's what happened in that playoff game. It was like 80% of the people didn't cancel or something.
What if there was a sign that said, beware of this Cock?
I would not go there.
You wouldn't go anywhere near it,
would
you?
I would not.
Well, people are going to have to go near
Peacocking.
Near it to see this.
You're going to have to go right there to Peacock.
Yeah. Yeah. So Giants fans will say that Eagles fans love the Cock, so they'll all be going there to watch the game. So,
all right, heard well, that listen, we started off year 18 pretty good, I think. We've got things settled down around here now.
Yeah, I think so. I had a lot of people come up to me very disappointed that we did not work last week, more than ever.
But they know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they should know if they listen to the station. This is the way it goes.
Yeah, just
because we're not off again until Friday after Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving. We'll be off Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, everybody's off Thanksgiving.
All right, yeah.
Well, and you're actually off this Thanksgiving for reals.
For reals, for reals. Yes.
Wow. That's going to be something else. That's going to be great with the grandchildren and everything. Boom, pa, rolling in. Stuffing the turkey.
But I am off 4 days in September.
You're off 4 days in September?
23rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yarn, it's got to be a yarn convention.
Yarn thing convention, right?
Not exactly, but sort of.
Not exactly,
but not sort exactly of. A big
but,
yarn convention?
So whatever you're doing involves yarn?
It does.
Do you and Marion use yarn for other reasons?
And no.
No.
Okay. 4 days, are we missing a football Friday in there?
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. Like that.
By the way, I have to say, the college football kickoffs were great.
Were your children happy with last night's
Boston
game?
Boston College beat Florida State, of course.
That was a beatdown. Yeah,
it was a beatdown, and Florida State has lost two in a row now.
To unranked teams.
But I have to say, the two quarterbacks, well, three quarterbacks that really stood out over the weekend, for me anyway, in college football, One, of course, was Deion Sanchador.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, they should have beaten that team, and he looked great. The other two was the quarterback at USC and the quarterback at Notre Dame. Those two kids played what I thought were great football games. Tough football games against tough competition. You know, this USC game against LSU was great. This was the Vegas game.
Yeah, Brian Kelly slammed his fist on the table, I saw, after this one.
Well, his team got his ass... Well, I don't want to say they got their ass kicked.
Well, he just blew it in the fourth quarter.
You know, it was interesting. Yeah. They were showing how the USC players put on more weight.
Hmm.
I don't know if you saw this.
I did not.
And there are about 10 players that literally put on, you know, an extra 20 to 40 pounds.
Offensive and defensive linemen?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
That certainly has worked, and I just thought their quarterback was great. They had, and by the way, LSU's got wide receivers, of course, as we all know. USC's got wide receivers. Yeah. Notre Dame's got wide receivers.
Everybody's got wide receivers.
I mean, there were some plays being made in these games that were just tremendous. Tremendous.
All right, so football is back. We are back. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break. Get Jerry in here in just a couple of minutes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is here. Good to see Jerry. He's got a CBS Sports Network polo on. Did they give that to you the one time you called a game and then they never called you back or no?
No, I got the blazer.
Oh, that's right, the blazer.
The one game.
CBS blazer. Did you have to give that back?
No, it's got cobwebs on it in my closet. Some dust.
Some cat hair.
You should just wear that occasionally here to remind the folks at CBS Sports Network.
You know what? I could do that.
Yeah, be like, hey, I called one of the games.
That would be a good
look. I'd like to call some more games for you guys.
How long ago that is?
It was before I was here,
I think. 2017.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it is a very long time
ago. Yeah. Must have been Preston.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not.
All right, Jerry, what's going on in sports, man?
Well, we are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog Fresh Human Grade Dog Food delivered right to your door by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone and another day and another Met win.
Pitch. Line toward right center. Duran going back now. Reaches up. That's over his head. Lindor hits second. Motoring for third. Getting waved around. Lindor heading home. Cutoff throw is not in time. Lindor slides in head first with a dive. Nimmo's hit second, and the Mets take a 2-1 lead.
And that was Keith Rout on Odyssey Mets Radio. Brandon Nimmo, the go-ahead RBI double right after he had given a run back by essentially diving for a ball he couldn't get, and then the Red Sox would score. Francisco Lindor scored on that play. He was 2-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored, and DJ Stewart singled and scored on Luis Torrens' double in the fourth. Good start as well from Luis Severino. Here was Nimmo first on Odyssey Mets Radio, just talking about 10 games over 500 and the way this team is playing right now.
Unbelievable job of turning things around. Our team meetings, they really had impact. And sometimes, you never know if things are going to stick. And this team really took it to heart.
Yeah, and Lindor has been phenomenal for the better part of this season. Here was Severino, who went 7 for the win, his 10th of the season. He says, ready for the moment against this team in this spot.
Every time Boston comes to New York, it's a big game for us. And now we have to win every game. We are really close to being in a playoff spot. So from now on, every time they give me the ball, it's like this is a chance for me to get my team closer to the playoff.
And yeah, it's great. And by the way, that's the Yankee way of thinking. Every time Boston comes to New York, and that's good that he's
that's
thinking
true.
That way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. 5 straight, 6 of 7 for the Mets. Here's Carlos Boomer Mendoza.
The mindset continues to be one game at a time, one series at a time.
That's it.
There you go.
You can't win a series.
Well, it really
in one
starts
night.
With one pitch.
Well, that's true.
And that could be for the pitcher or the batter.
Yep, that is true.
And that's important, Jerry.
Doing what they have to do.
Yes.
Take care of business today and then worry about tomorrow. They're a half game behind Atlanta now. The Braves were off Monday.
How's your bet looking?
Tonight they take on Colorado.
Great.
Really good. I only got to get, I think, 9 more wins.
It's crazy.
I got to get to 83.
10 games over.
Yeah. I have to say something here because I remember starting in 2007, they were up 7 with 17 to go. And I remember we were lining up the pitching for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
disaster.
The dam broke.
Mm-hmm.
Win me 82 games. Game Mets.
It's actually 83. It's 82 and a half. I thought it was 81 and a half. It's 82
okay.
and a half.
You're still sitting pretty. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm still good. Yeah, okay. No, 100%. I just need
for
9 more
game
wins.
Mets.
Well, for the Mets, yes. They're 74 and 64 right now. The Braves
play
Colorado.
Think about all the things that have happened with the Mets this year.
Yeah, I mean, a ton. Grimace, gay Mets.
How about the guy who threw his glove into the stands?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And said they were the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
And he was the worst teammate.
That was the pitcher, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he said this is the worst team in the league, and then everybody.
And he got cut.
Yeah, he got cut, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a lot of stuff.
And the rally pimp.
The rally
back
pimp.
In May.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's
always
going on.
It's always something with the Mets.
Oh, yeah, that's been crazy. I mean, but if you look back at Mets history, they usually have a theme when they have a good season. And
we've had a lot of themes. We've had a lot of themes, though.
Well, this theme is, I think, OMG, oh my God, it's really the theme of this year.
Yep, I would agree. As for the Yankees, they snapped their 2-game slide with a win in Texas.
This pitch floated down the left field line in foul territory, and it drops into fair ground. It bounces out to the sidewall and out of play. Judge and Wells both score. As Rizzo will go to second, a ground rule
hey,
double.
Hey, who's that? Anthony Rizzo. Justin Shackle with the call on the Fan, part of the Yankees' 8-4 win over the Rangers. Couple of things here. You had Gleyber Torres with 3 hits. You had Giancarlo Stanton with a home run.
I noticed that Gleyber Torres is running harder now. I don't know if you've noticed
well,
this.
He did get benched
a couple weeks ago. But I've noticed a significant upgrade in the attempt to actually run.
Okay.
You know, that's hustle.
Well, even that guy last night on the Red Sox, I don't know if you saw it or not, but when Nimmo dives for the ball that goes under his glove, the guy's jogging out of the. He probably would have had an inside the park home run if he was running hard. But that's, Gleyber Torres is now running hard. Here was Stanton. Good to stop the slide.
Big time. Good controlled win. Solid. Solid outing from everybody, so, it's big time for us.
How about this? 25th home run for Stanton. He is the only current player to have 10 seasons of 25 home runs or more. That's kind of cool. Here was Torres in terms of what he is doing lately. 3-for-5 last night, 2-run double in the third.
I just try to do the little things. I mean, lead off. I know my guys behind me can do the job too, so I don't do too much right now. And just try to get really good at bat. If I don't have anything, just pass the baton. And
pass the baton.
See,
that was
like
on
the,
yes.
Now he's doing the little things.
Yeah.
These are important.
Attention to detail.
Little things.
Little things.
Fundies.
Here was Cole. He goes out in the 7th to pitch. couldn't, comes out.
Yeah, I just, my calf started cramping on the finish. And tried a couple of things to get it to stop, but it just didn't stop. So didn't seem like it was going to go away.
So you needed like, because that happens to us here in the studio from time to time.
Oh, yeah, you got a cramp, yep.
I've had a couple cramps in here.
Yeah, you know what? You just got to stay hydrated. That's what it comes down to.
You got to have some salt.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like those electrolytes and the salt and the Pedialyte, that stuff. That's what you need.
How about a banana?
No, icy hot for that.
Potassium.
No, I don't think that. Well, no.
It's a cramp. It's not a pull.
Yeah, if it was a pull or a strain, you'd get the icy hot. You need to be hydrated. That's why when the trainer comes out, when you see like a football game, guy's got a cramp, they'll give him some water and then they'll rub him out. And they, you know, take the thigh or whatever, or the hamstring, and they also give them water. That's what you see when it's a cramp.
They rub it out.
They do. Do they not?
They do.
Yes, all right.
I know they're
looking
at me like
I'm crazy.
I think I've had it rubbed out.
Yeah. On the field.
Did you ever, I don't see that happening at Bellport, your high school.
No.
They just would wheel you off the field.
Yeah, they just shoot you.
Get him off the field.
Put him out of his misery.
Yeah, exactly. Boy out there was rubbing one out.
Tonight, Carlos Rodon faces Andrew Haney. We'll have it on the Fan at 7:25. Yankees remain a half game ahead of Baltimore. The Orioles beat the crappy White Sox 13-3.
Here's a pitch. Driven out to right field and deep. Deloach on the track, and this ball is headed to the flight cord. Cedric Mullins with a two-run homer.
Yeah, and the Orioles win that by a lot. Yeah,
120 losses is the record by the 62 Mets, right?
Yeah,
I believe that's right.
The Orioles are going to, White Sox going to fly right past it, I think. They've won 11. They've lost 11 straight again.
Right. 31-108.
That's brutal.
Woo!
Yeah. They are, not only that, they've lost 20 straight games when Chris Flexen starts for them. It sets baseball's modern era record for most consecutive losses in a pitcher starts.
Was it Chris Flexen? A Met?
Yes, he was. Course, yeah. Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, I feel bad for that guy.
Now he's on the White Sox. Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 11-6 tonight, L.A. and Anaheim, to take on the Angels. Shohei Ohtani returning. Here he was through his interpreter.
For me, it's a special place. Obviously, I spend pretty much the most time compared to other stadiums, and being able to obviously spend the time playing in front of the fans.
Oh, yeah, and the TV show on a stolen base, I guess.
Three stolen bases last night.
So now we're thinking 50-50 club this year, which would be pretty damn impressive.
I mean, is there anybody even close to him in the MVP race in the NL?
I think Lindor is right now second, I would think, by most people. Huh. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, not close, though.
Not close.
No, but that's who would be second.
Yeah, he's not close.
So then the answer is no. Okay. So you answered your own question. Okay. So you knew the answer.
I wasn't sure. I wanted to see what you were going to say.
So I gave you who is second, and then you said, so not close.
I consider you the baseball aficionado of the show.
That was one of
those. If I want baseball from the 70s and 80s, I'll ask Al.
I know the answer.
If I want baseball today, I'm going to ask you, or I'm going to ask Evan.
Wow, okay.
Put you in that type of category.
I'm not in Evan's category, that's for sure. But, I mean, he's doing Rico Bronius at 3 a.m.
Well, that's a little bit of a sickness.
Yeah, the other night, Hoffman was sleeping. He couldn't get him. He couldn't get him on the line to get the thing going, but they ultimately did it, I think 2:30 in the morning. The NFL season opens Thursday night, Ravens, Chiefs in Kansas City. Friday, the Eagles play the Packers in Brazil. We'll have some sound on that coming up next hour. Sunday, Giants, Vikings, Jets in San Francisco Monday night.
The Jets get a break. You know, Trent Williams does not look like he's playing. That is a huge loss for the 49ers. The problem is you'd like to have Hassan Reddick out there.
Yeah, but you still got pass rushers.
Right.
The Niners plays rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall on the reserve non-football injury list. Over the weekend, he was shot in the chest during a robbery attempt in San Francisco.
I wonder if he was. The only reason I would say this is because he was signing autographs prior to this interaction with this 17-year-old with a gun. And at the autograph signing, he's wearing a Rolex watch. Okay? Then he leaves and he goes shopping in this supposedly nice area of San Francisco. I think I've been there, so I know exactly where he was. I'm just wondering if somebody that was at the autograph signing said, hey, man, this kid's wearing a Rolex. It looks like it's, you know, obviously probably worth $25,000-$30,000. You know,
let's go shoot him and steal it.
Yeah,
it's a possibility.
Crazy stuff.
17-year-old.
The Dolphins start with the Jaguars on Sunday. Here's Tyreek Hill met the media yesterday talking about the season. He says head coach Mike McDaniel, a lot of trust in Tua going in.
Our head coach, he has given him the keys to the car, you know, which is even more of a beautiful thing, man. So I believe with that, that gives all of us the ability to play free.
All right, fair enough. He was asked, now Odell Beckham Jr. is on this team now, but he's going to start the season on the PUP list. Not thrilled about that. So Hill was asked about OBJ starting the season that way.
You talk to him all the time. How's he doing?
I ain't seen Odell in about a week, boy. I'm not supposed to say that or what? See, when he asked me, it kind of like caught me off guard, and I like, I'm from the South. I'm going to say the first thing that come to my mind. I'm still learning how to do it. I wasn't supposed to say that, huh?
Hmm. So now that
he's
about,
a pretty funny guy, man. You take a look at the Miami Dolphins schedule for a second. Because, you know, big schedule week.
Yes, yeah, big schedule week.
All right. You probably don't know this, but they open their first two games are at home against Jacksonville and then Buffalo, which is a prime video game on Thursday. So they go Sunday, Thursday.
Prime video game.
All right. And then they go to Seattle, Tennessee, New England, Indianapolis, Arizona.
Wow. They're going to get off to a great start again.
It's kind of like the Jets kind of schedule. You'd like to think that both of these teams are going to get off to really good starts.
Bengals play the Patriots Sunday. Ja'Marr Chase continues not to practice. And from college.
And by the way, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is in his third season. All these guys that got contract extensions are in their fourth seasons. So he's trying to like break the glass ceiling. He's trying to redo it now. And knowing the Bengals, they would do it. But, you know, Jamar's like wants one more dollar than Justin Jefferson.
I saw one more penny.
One more penny. But the, yes. The thing about it is the Bengals don't have to do it. They have him for two more years. And next year's contract, which is his fifth year option, is sitting at 22 million right now. I know he's underpaid for this year. But the Bengals will only do this contract if there's money to be saved at the front end of the contract. You see what I'm saying?
I do. Yep.
So they owe him at least $25 million over the next 2 years because as soon as the team picks up the fifth-year option, it is guaranteed, and that makes the fourth-year salary guaranteed, which it's going to be anyway. So he's got $25 million coming over the next 2 years. He wants 30, what did Justin get, 34
34,
million?
I think.
Yeah. So he wants 34 and a penny. He could get that next year if he has a monster year this year. And they
is he going to play?
Well, I mean, the thing is that he should play. And Justin Jefferson played. CeeDee Lamb played. Brandon Ayuk played. All of those guys were drafted a year before him. And all of those guys, you know, have put up huge numbers. And all of those guys have gone to the playoffs. And I know that Ja'Marr went to the Super Bowl his first year. But, you know, I don't see why the Bengals would even entertain giving him an extension unless they're saving money somewhere early on here.
Probably a conversation for when we have more time, but why not just sit out? Because if he breaks his leg and can't play again, he will never get that big contract.
Yeah, but then his contract has to restart over. It's one of these things. I know that they'd like to get something done, but only if the Bengals are going to somehow save money on the back end of this contract.
Boston College beat Florida State 28-13. Florida State 0-2.
Bill O'Brien, new head coach at Boston BC. College. Yep. Yes.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I always think about guys coming to New York and New Jersey to play football, baseball, whatever, professionally when they've come from different places. Actually was one of the reasons that I talked about Zach Wilson when he got drafted, just coming from that bubble out there in Utah and BYU and just a completely different world to be the Jets quarterback at that age with very little experience was one of the reasons why I thought it wasn't a great pick. But
with a rookie head coach and a rookie offensive coordinator.
Yeah. So I always love stories like this one where Brian Burns, who came from the Carolina Panthers, of course, is now on the New York Giants, is dealing with horrific traffic issues and is talking about it, so much so where he went through a tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel, and then
accidentally got back and then went through the tunnel again just to have to go back through the tunnel again to get into the city. And, yeah, it is a it's a different world.
Well, how did he get twisted around that? He had to go through the tunnel three different times.
I don't know, man. Anytime I go into New Jersey, I make a mistake like that. It's... I don't know. I'm not familiar with what roads I have to take every time I go into New Jersey, and I feel like it lags behind with some of the GPSs, and I always get turned around and adding 10, 15
minutes.
Yeah,
when you go out of the Holland Tunnel, sometimes, you know how you can go right and go out 78?
Yes, or left to the Pulaski Skyway.
Right, so you and the Waze does not catch it quick enough.
Yes, exactly.
100%.
And I'm always doing the wrong thing at that spot.
That's why I try to stay in the middle lane when I come out of a Holland Tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I'm going 78, and I always check before I go which way it's getting me to 78.
All right, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, it's believe me, there's millions of us that are dealing with the same thing.
But there's that other one where I need to get off, and I somehow got in the express, and I can't get off because there's a median there. That's another.
Right, that's why you got to follow the ways where it says take express lane or cars. You know, cars. You know, when you're on the Jersey Turnpike, it's a cars only lane.
Right.
Sometimes it tells you cars and trucks.
Yeah.
But then you realize that there's, you know, it's six lanes wide.
But the bottom line is, even we've lived here forever, it's not easy. So yeah, a guy like Brian Burns is like, what in the hell?
Look, we're they dumb it down for us on Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one road and one road only, and it's the LIE.
Basically.
I mean, that's basically. I mean, unless, of course, you're on the South Shore, then it's the Sunrise Highway.
A Southern State.
Southern State, yeah, or the Northern State, State, yeah. Or the, you know, the Sagatose.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but that's those things north-south. Go straight. I mean, I know they twist and turn on the parkways, mm-hmm. But the LIE is basically a straight road.
Yeah.
It's just straight.
Yep, just keep on
and
going.
You get off at this exit.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to follow.
That is true. It is easy.
Like, we don't have a fork in the road. Like, that's a fork outside of the Holland Tunnel.
It is. And for whatever reason, that fork confuses GPSs more than any other fork.
That's a tough fork.
I mean, they got to work on that over in Waze and Google Maps. Because both of them, I've used both of them, and they don't want to catch up. They tell you one thing, then it's another thing. Then you next thing you know, it adds 15 minutes on your destination.
Yeah. I always think, you know, I feel like when you go the 78 way towards the New Jersey Turnpike, which is right at the fork.
Yeah, right.
Yep. That's your safest thing. That's your safest bet.
Just go that way every time.
Because you're not going north. You're either going west or you're going south.
Sure. Yep. You're right. You're not going north. Generally.
Very rarely do we go north. We went north one time. Well, Florham Park is west and then north.
Okay.
But, you know, when we went to Rosner's golf place, we had to go north.
We had to go north.
We go to the Palisades.
Yep.
We had to go the GW to the Palisades.
That is correct.
That's a pain in the ass.
That was a big pain in the ass.
That's a pain, but it paid off in the long run.
It did. It was a 3-hour ride home.
But it was a pain in the ass.
Well, certainly, but hey, you know me. It was a great day.
It was
an awesome day hanging out. But yeah, so it just it's funny to me, and you know that like stuff like that. That's why I always ask, where are these guys living? Like, because I know maybe there's some guys who come in from other organizations in other states, like, I'm going to live in New York City. You can't. You just can't. You got to find a place in New Jersey. You got to stay in New Jersey and just limit the nonsense. Just, like, that's why.
Oh, you mean for the Giants players.
Giants and the Jets.
The Jets. Yeah, well, the same thing for the Yankees, the Mets, the Rangers. A lot of the Rangers live in, you know, downtown. And,
but it's,
you know,
it's they different go for them, though.
Hudson, and then they get there in Tarrytown in about 35 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
No, but what I'm talking about is the two teams, the two football teams in New Jersey. There's no reason for Brian Burns to be going through the Lincoln Tunnel. There's just no reason.
He's living in New York, or he's partying in the city.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be driving himself in that spot. So he's, I don't know, just wherever he was going.
I would think because of where the Giants are located, living like in Hudson Yards would be a pretty cool thing.
Oh.
I know you go, ugh.
It's just all the...
Yeah, but you go in the morning and come back in the afternoon.
It's not easy, man, doing that. Stay on the other side. You don't need any tunnel situations. You don't need any bridge situations. Just stay over there.
A lot of guys also stay in Bayonne. I'm not Bayonne. Hoboken.
Hoboken. Yeah.
Eli stayed in Hoboken.
Did he?
Yeah, for many years.
You know they're making, I heard C-Max say this, you know they're making a TV show based on Chad Powers, the Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Remember
the alter ego? The alter ego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Glenn Powell is playing Chad Powers?
Why isn't Eli playing Chad Powers?
Because he's not a good enough actor.
Either that or it takes up too much of his time.
Well, I mean, it's like a full-blown TV show. It's not just him throwing footballs around.
Well, I was going to say, if it's a full-blown TV show, that would take up way too much of his time.
Well, that's true, but he's also not capable.
He's got to drive his kids to hockey.
That's true, yeah, that's right.
He's got to play golf.
Yeah.
He's
got to
do all the commercials with Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do the Manning cast on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's day is never not full.
Yeah, I know. Sounds a lot like a guy I know. And he's sitting right to my right.
No. No more.
Yeah, I know. But you were.
No.
For many years, you were that guy.
No, yeah, well, he's young, and that's what he should be doing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.